Welcome back to Your World Today. My name is Faisal Patel. ANC Chief Whip Jackson Ntembu has given his backing to Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan, calling him an honest man and a wonderful minister. He was briefing the media yesterday, saying that the ANC in Parliament stood by the party's call for Gordhan to cooperate fully with the investigation that was launched by the National Prosecuting Authority. The NPA has summoned Gordhan to appear in court on the 2nd of November on charges of fraud. Now, to tell us more on the line, we do have Jackson Ntembu. Jackson, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time on Your World Today. Your reaction to the decision to charge the Finance Minister, Pravin Gordhan?
Well, we are all shocked and astounded, but the good part is that this fizzy charge will indeed go to court, and our court will clear Comrade Gordhan. That's the good part. Because there have been all sorts of innuendo, you know, where it was moving around that he was being investigated for corruption, was being investigated for something called espionage. All of a sudden, the charge that comes out is an administrative charge that people have called fraud, which again is very surprising why they could call such a thing fraud. But having said all that, we some of us believe in Comrade Gordhan. We believe in his person, in his integrity. We believe in his honesty, and we believe that these charges will not stick. And in fact, in our view, they will also be thrown out of court, because this is not as a result of people wanting to adhere to the rule of law. Our view is that people want to abuse the rule of law for whatever political reasons. There is political expediency. Yes. That is at play here.
Of course. Now, it seems to have been a very sudden decision on the side of the NPA. Do you believe there is a personal vendetta against Pravin Gordhan?
There's no question about it. By the way, these guys have been shopping for a charge all along.
Yes.
You will know that they've said all sorts of things. They've given questions to Comrade Fiji. They've asked him to answer all sorts of questions, because probably somehow they needed to get something. They were in a fishing expedition. I think this is what he said at some stage. And we agreed though with those utterances that they were on a fishing expedition. At some stage, they said that in fact the committee or the team that was established in SARS during Comrade Pidgey's tenure, that team committed espionage. That's what they said themselves.
Yes.
And all of them, they said that indeed, Comrade Gordhan will be charged with such. That's what they put in the public domain. And again, this team committed all sorts of corruption activities under his watch. All of a sudden, all those things have now disappeared. What is remaining now is that somebody who went and took his pension was brought back to do some work, and that is, in the words of this damn NPA, that is supposed to be fraud. How many teachers have come back to serve the country? How many nurses have come back to serve the country after they have taken their pension?
Yes.
Because if indeed that is the idea of fraud by the NPA, then everybody who's an MEC for health, ministers of education, and also ministers of health should also be charged with fraud, because there are so many public servants who have come back because we need their skills. Some have come back from retirement.
Of course.
Does that constitute fraud? I can assure you that is only a mad mind will think like that. Therefore, our view is very clear. There is a political hand at work here, and we will stand by Comrade Gordhan, even giving whatever assistance that he might need. But we are quite confident that this matter coming before our courts, we know our courts cannot be used for political expediency.
Of course.
This charge will be thrown out of court. We are quite convinced.
Right. Mr. Ndembu, we spoke to a political analyst this morning on our morning drive, and he basically said, I'm just going to quote what he said. He said that I think the vast majority, if not all South Africans, know instinctively that the stunt pulled by the National Prosecuting Authority yesterday was blatant by Zuma's cabal to get their hands on Treasury to get rid of Pravin Gordhan. What's your comments on that?
Well, I don't know whose hand is at play, but one thing I know is that this is political.
Mm.
This is very political. It's very sad that the people are pulling a political stunt at a time when South Africa's economy is in a very bad shape.
Yes.
And we are pulling such a stunt, and the victim is a wonderful minister who has done so well for the country
mm-hmm.
under democracy. A mm-hmm. minister who in recent past has gone everywhere to attract investors to our country.
Mm.
A minister who has also done so well to save us from gutter ratings by the rating agencies.
Yes.
So far, I can assure you, wherever the ratings agencies are, probably they will rate us down again to junk status,
mm-hmm.
to the detriment of South Africans, to the detriment of the poor, to the detriment of our children, to the detriment of our old people, and to the detriment of all sectors of society, including industry in South Africa. Therefore, one will ask a question, those who are doing this, in whose interest are they doing this? Are they doing this in the interest of the country? Definitely not. Are they doing this in the interest of the poor? Definitely not. They will be doing this in the view that the country must go down and they don't care about the country going down. So our view is that we don't know who's the master of this trick, but there is somebody who is waging a magic wand to ensure that Comrade Gordhan disappears. Comrade Gordhan won't disappear.
Yes.
He has been in the struggle. He's a well-respected individual in South Africa because he has done his work. He's an honest person. He's a man of integrity. By the way, some of us are not supporting Comrade PG because we like him, because yes. we love him. We are supporting him because he's a man of integrity, and the charges that have been preferred against him are not in trying to move the country towards a rule of law. In fact, this is moving the country away from a rule of law because people are abusing our rule of law for political expediency. That is the principle that makes us to support Gordhan. But at any rate, who will be next? If you allow this to go on, who will be next? You remember that some of us fought when Comrade President Zuma, when he was deputy, when the same things happened to him.
Yes.
We fought. Why will we not fight now
mm-hmm.
when it is happening to somebody else?
Yes.
We are fighting on a principle. People cannot use institutions of state, abuse institutions of state to pursue individuals that they politically disagree with. It is wrong. It cannot be right. We will all inherit a gutter republic that will be no competitor to other countries in the world. We therefore need to stand firm against this rubbish.
All right. And finally, Mr. Mtembu, you describe Pravin Gordhan as an honest person, a wonderful minister. I've met him, and I know him to be a truthful person. How would you describe him?
He is. He's a man of integrity. He is a corruption buster. Maybe that's why they want him out, those who want him out.
Yes.
Because he deals with corruption head on.
Yes.
He's not afraid to say his say. And he has championed, by the way, that finance ministry with aplomb, wonderfully,
yes.
including going outside of the country to attract investments, including getting investors in our own country, private capital, to put in money to ensure that our young people are employed or are giving internship so that they can have the necessary skills that are required by the economy. This is work that Pravin has done, of course, together with other colleagues in cabinet. But he was the champion. He's championing a revival of our economy together with other ministers in the economic cluster. So he is that type of a person. He is not a fraudster. He is not corruptible. Probably that's why people want him out, so that they can do whatever it is that they want to do with Treasury. We will defend Treasury, we will defend Pravin, but more importantly, we will defend the rule of law so that it is not subjected to abuse.
Unfortunately, Mr. Mtembu, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you for your time on Your World today and giving us some perspective on Pravin the man.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for having us too.
Thank you so much. Okay, that was the ANC's Jackson Mtembu speaking to us about Pravin Gordhan being an honest and truthful man and a wonderful minister. And indeed, I echo his sentiments. I did actually meet Pravin Gordhan a while back, and he is actually a wonderful person as well. Again, I think we should stop speculating and let the rule of law take its course, and then we'll see what happens. But to presume somebody guilty before he even has appeared in court, obviously, it's not a good thing.